We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, our guest is the super funny comedian Anthony Balduke. Anthony wanted to do a podcast where two guys on death row talked about their guilty pleasures. Probably the best joke for a podcast setup that we've had so far. It's super silly. These guys are on death row for the dumbest reasons, and they're pretty weird. I hope you guys like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Death Row Guilty Pleasures.
Hello and welcome to Guilty Pleasures, a podcast by two guys on death row talking about their latest pop culture obsessions. My name is Scratch Mulligan. I'm joined here by my always co-host, Flip Bentley.
Flip it up.
Flip, as always, we always let you guys know exactly why we're here on death row.
Yeah.
In case you're a new listener, I'm in here for spooking Christopher Reeve's horse.
Which is awful. When you first came in here, I did not like you. I did not want to talk to you.
I got a lot of beatings over that one because there are a lot of Superman fans in the pen.
I'm a big DC comic book fan. Superman, my fave.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The real tragic thing there is that I am a huge Superman fan myself.
Are you?
Well, that's why I jumped out of the bushes.
I guess. I didn't think about why you did it.
I was hiding in these bushes with a big old sack of cash with a dollar sign on it. And along comes Christopher Reeves on his horse there, and I say, "God damn, that's Superman." And I just leaped out.
Oh.
Spooked that darn horse, and obviously the rest is history.
What were you doing with a bag of cash with a dollar sign on it?
I robbed it from a bank.
Oh, did you bring that bag, or did they have the bag with the dollar sign on it?
Bag with a dollar sign on it?
Yeah, because if I was a bank, I wouldn't want everyone to know where I put the money.
Oh, yeah.
It would be just a normal sack.
Well, honestly, that just helps them keep track of everything internally. They got the dollar signs on the money bags, and then they got a big C with a line down the middle of it for the cent bags. You know, and that's it's sort of an internal tracking mechanism.
Are you sure?
Look,
I haven't
a guy
been
who's robbed
a
lot of banks. All right.
Well, anyway, I'm Flip Bentley. I'm in here for parking tickets.
Yeah, I still don't believe that. I never believed it day one when I met you, Flip.
Hey, nobody believes me in here. But
nope.
I have a lot of parking tickets, okay? You know what one of my parking tickets is for?
What?
I parked on the Lincoln Memorial.
That's a pretty bad parking violation, but I don't think it's really the ticket.
I don't like to walk far.
In trouble for there.
Huh? I wanted to go to the Lincoln Memorial, and I don't like to walk.
No one's on death row for parking tickets, man.
I parked in the wrong parking spot, and someone finally got me. I went too far. I don't know which one it was. I parked in Steve Jobs' parking spot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was the day he died, so I knew he wasn't going to be there.
What were you doing in Cupertino?
I wanted to visit Apple, and I didn't want to walk too far. So I parked there.
Damn, man, people like you are the kind of people that drive around for, 40 minutes looking for a place to park.
That's me.
And then you land on the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, well, I used to do that, and now I just go straight. I just went straight and started parking wherever I wanted to park. So I went to, whenever I go to, a football game, I park right on the field.
You park? Oh, man, the Bears got to be pissed about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, parked in George Halas's parking spot?
Mm-hmm.
He's been dead for a long time, but Virginia McCaskey got really upset. She owns the Bears now.
Oh, yeah.
That's his daughter.
Okay.
She has it.
Flip, tell me, what was the ticket that put you over the top there?
I think it might have been when I parked on top of someone.
You parked on top of someone.
Yeah, I parked on top of someone's... A group of people. I parked on top of a group of people.
What group of people?
It was some sort of farmer's market. And I didn't want to walk to get some fresh beets.
And when you say you parked on top of them...
Yeah.
I imagine that's not a gentle thing to park on top of a group of human beings.
No, they all died.
They all died, okay.
Yeah. So but I parked in the wrong spot.
You plowed your car
yep.
into a bunch of hippies at a farmer's market.
Well, I don't, and not everyone's, it's eating farm fresh food doesn't make you a hippie.
And
that's one of my guilty pleasures is eating farm fresh food.
Damn. Okay, so you ran over a bunch of human beings
yeah.
and you called that a parking ticket.
Yeah, it's a parking ticket. I got a ticket on my car when it happened. I specifically remember.
Wow.
The cops were real upset.
That's incredible that they would think to ticket the car.
Oh, that's the first thing they do.
You know, it's weird. I did get a ticket when I spooked Christopher Reeve's horse and he cracked his neck there. They just slapped a ticket right on the horse. Said
poor horse.
It's spooked.
I think technically they ticketed the horse then. I think the horse is at fault more than you. I don't know why you're in here. That's garbage. So let's get into the, let's get into our guilty pleasures.
Let's get into it, all right.
Now, I haven't seen you a lot lately. And when I do, I see you looking down at your iPod Touch.
Yes, that's right.
That you're allowed to have. We're not allowed to have iPhones, but we could have iPod Touches, which are basically the same thing.
Yes, I've got a 2008 iPod Touch.
Ooh.
Yes, with... my current guilty pleasure, this is what I've been jamming out on a lot recently, is a game called Hearthstone.
Yeah, what's going on that? What is that game? I'm so confused.
Okay, let me break down Hearthstone for you. And I should say, this definitely qualifies as a guilty pleasure because okay. I am a little ashamed to be seen playing this. Are you familiar with Magic the Gathering?
No.
Okay, well, Magic the Gathering is a card game.
I know card games.
Okay.
One time I parked at the World Series of Poker.
Yeah. On anyone important there?
No, it was on a table. I parked it on black.
You know, honestly, that might actually be something they want you to do there, you know, when they get the car up and, you know, you get to win it as a prize. It's like, how'd they get that inside the building? You could be that guy.
Oh, they were all upset. Yeah, they're like, everyone thought your 1985 Camino was one of the prizes. And I'm like, nope, I just parked it on top of the slots.
Damn, that would be a crappy prize.
Yeah.
Hearthstone.
Yes.
Okay. So... It is a digital version of what would be a real card game. I'm realizing now this is going to be very difficult to explain if you've never seen it. Just understand that you play against other human opponents. You create a deck of cards.
Yep.
Some are minions, which are little fighter guys, and some are spells which you can cast. And your objective is to kill your opponent, who you're randomly matched with online.
How do you make a deck of cards, besides like the ones that we make here?
Well, this is how they get you.
Okay.
Okay. They start you off with, everybody has access to a certain library of cards, which are just open to everyone right off the bat.
Cool.
But you can get more cards by either playing the game a lot and beating people and winning little amounts of money, or by actually paying your real life dollars.
Oh, God.
To Blizzard Software.
All right.
Yes. So if you want to immediately advance and not get your butt handed to you online, so far, I have not paid them a dime.
Okay,
all right?
Smart. But
I rob
that's
people.
One of those
I don't
things.
Get robbed.
Yeah, that sounds like it's some. That's they should be in jail for that.
Yeah, it's $1.99 for a 5-pack of cards.
Oh my God!
You are guaranteed to get at least one rare in there.
Yeah, but is it one that you want?
Not necessarily, no. There are 9 different starting classes of cards.
Oh, God.
Yes. Let's go through each of them.
No, please.
Mage.
Can we move up my...
Warlock.
My death time.
Hunter.
warrior.
Can I just have one of those needles that they have lying around?
Let me just tell you about my favorite deck, though.
Okay, please. Let's just get to this. I want to kill myself.
I run
now.
an ice mage deck primarily.
How do you not get beat up constantly?
I get beat constantly.
Well, that's for the Christopher Reeve thing.
I'm responsible for a national hero's death. Or, well, paralysis followed by eventually death.
He's something. He's important.
Yes. Look, old Scratch, yeah, I get beat quite frequently.
As you should.
Yes. And look, hey, I'm not proud of being interested in this game, all right?
That's why it's a guilty pleasure.
It is a very, very guilty pleasure. But I will tell you, it is addictive as hell. Man, this stuff is better than Smack. You're going to want to be playing.
I can't do that again. Get hooked on Smack that whole week here.
You just got hooked on Smack for a week.
Yeah, I did not like it.
That is one of the quickest turnarounds on a drug.
When I do something, I do it hard, and then I don't really like this, and then I stop.
Honestly, that sounds like the best way to do it.
It is.
Get the experience of having been addicted to Smack. You go through all of the addiction and then the recovery process, and you're out in a week.
Yeah. We have, because right now, actually, it's our time. We're supposed to get the call from the governor.
Yes.
To see if either of us got that pardoned.
Oh, flip. Are you excited?
Well, the last few times I got my hopes up, and then every time, he just really hammers them down. So, it's ringing. Here we go. Pick it up.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Mr. Governor. It's Scratch and Flip here.
Yeah, I know. Every week, you guys, Scratch.
Yes. Oh, please, please.
I'm gonna let you know, I was thinking about it, and, you know, if the Batman versus Superman movie would have done well,
what?
Then maybe we could have done something, but it turns out that it's a hot piece of garbage.
What?
People are not liking this new Superman. We still haven't recovered from when we lost the original Superman, so I'm going to go ahead and keep you in there.
I have to stay on death row because Batman versus Superman was trash?
Yeah, sorry.
God damn it.
And you, Flip, I still can't find your paperwork.
No, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm supposed to be in here.
Yeah, I can't find any mention of this. Do you know the city in which...
Oh, looks like we lost connection to the governor. So, I'm sorry to hear about that, Scratch. Really sorry to hear that you can't get out.
That is a huge bummer for me.
Yeah.
Both because I also was very disappointed by Batman v Superman.
Yeah, we all were.
But now because of Zack Snyder's failure, I must... You know, head towards my
longer.
Eventual execution.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, that my life is pegged to his career.
Yep, I feel like it's fair. I feel like it's fair and just. Speaking of which, this gets us right into media.
Oh yes, here we go.
What are we watching? What are we doing? Obviously, I rewatched all of Deadwood.
Oh yes, a lot of.
If you've ever seen Deadwood, a lot of cocksucker.
I've never
Swingin'.
Seen it.
Oh, you've never seen Deadwood?
It's one of those shows that I've never seen and know a bunch about.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. It is, it's a Western, but it takes place in the Dakotas before they were proper territory and on an Indian land, they call it, Native American land. There's some great characters. There's lawlessness. There's pride. And then they speak like Shakespearean speak. And it's fantastic to listen to.
Is that accurate to the period? Were the people in that area talking like Shakespearean people?
Yeah. Well, it's not Shakespeare necessarily. It's just they talked differently.
Oh.
And I think it is a little bit more like that. And it's really cool to watch. Like, one of the guys gets a bike, and it's like a big deal in the camp. And they, like, there's that. And then there's all kinds of killing. There's one of the best characters in all of television. This guy who plays his character is called Swearingen. Al Swearingen, and he's amazing, and he's a great actor, and he's like a bad guy, but you love him that he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
It's an excellent show. It only ran 3 seasons on HBO because it cost so much money. They actually shot it like out in the woods.
Oh.
They, like, built a giant set and did all that stuff out there. and it was just too expensive for, and it wasn't, apparently it wasn't getting enough viewers, but everyone really liked it. I mean, I think it's better than, like, True Blood. That's Cinemax, I guess. I don't know. I think it's better than a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
I can't watch a show like that, unfortunately. Just can't.
Why?
Too many horses.
Oh.
Too many rough memories attached there.
Oh, man, there's a part where a horse kicks a guy in the head. There's a couple horse deaths. A lot of people falling off horses, actually. Wow.
Yeah, that would be
pretty
traumatic.
Do you have a problem with horses? Like, did you have a problem with horses before? Because I find horses terrifying in person.
I loved horses as a boy.
As a little boy, you drew little ponies and whatnot?
I loved horses. They're big. They're beautiful animals.
Yeah.
Yes. They're like a storm, you know? And if you're gentle with them, you can calm them. But now, all I can see when I look at a great, big, beautiful stallion is... Oh, no! Oh, I'm Superman! Oh, crack! That's all I see now. I understand that might be
It's weird that he said that when he was in the air. I'm Superman.
Yes.
What did he always say that? Was that his thing? He'd just be like, we'd go get some eggs, and he'd be like, hey, I would like some eggs, and my name's Superman.
I think whenever he was in any sort of danger, he would scream, I'm Superman! Perhaps to give himself confidence or to ward off danger, but it did not help him in this case.
Possibly.
impossibly ironic, really.
What about you? What are you watching? What are you getting into? Because I'll just, like, binge watch a whole show.
Well, I have been watching a show, whereas Deadwood's thing, if I understand it correctly, is all about swearing. People are talked a lot about how much swearing there was in that show.
It swears a lot, but that's not the main part of the show. It's, but yeah.
A show about swears, basically.
Okay.
More or less, cowboys swearing.
Not really, but okay.
Well, I've
they're
been
not really
watching.
Cowboys. They're mining for gold. It's a gold town.
The guilty pleasure I've been sort of digging into has been Game of Thrones, known basically as a sex farce.
Yeah, it's dragons and boobs.
Dragons and boobs.
And sex position, it's called, is very big. It's just like, oh, is it time for some really boring dialogue to set up something? Better show some boobies.
It is very strange how quickly you become accustomed to... that, and it just seems completely normal. You barely notice the sex.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When I watch it, I notice, because the boobs on that show, whoever the boob caster is on this, they do a fantastic job. The breasts in this show are fantastic breasts. They defy laws.
Oh, yes, they're getting top quality Hollywood talent, I assume.
And the people, they just, like, they get these beautiful actresses... who are amazing actresses or actors. Can I say actresses? Is that sexist? Uh-oh.
I've never come down very clearly on that, you know, because you don't know what the rules are on any of that
female
stuff in
actors.
2016. Yeah, female actors. That sounds weird and clunky.
All the actors are great on the show, and that's what I like about it. Can I say that?
Yes.
Peter Dink. Peter the Dink is one of my favorites.
Oh, man. He's great. Everybody's got their favorite, you know, their segment of the show. He's kind of got a boring bit right now, though.
Ugh. Right
he's
now,
just doing diplomacy and marine.
Ugh, I hate that. I loved him doing, when he was back at King's Landing.
Oh, yeah.
When he was at BB King's Landing, it was so awesome.
Right. He needs someone trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Every character who's, like, sort of constantly in danger, you're drawn right into him.
Yeah, and there's no danger.
There's no danger right now for him. I guess he's constantly kind of, he's like a, you know, that weak character who, you know, gets through it through pluck and grit and his intelligence. So he's really captivating to watch. You always care about what he's doing. But right now, he's basically, it's like he's hanging out with a couple of, you know, millennials. And,
millennials and...
Yeah, because they're more, you know, hip on, like, social justice. And he's like, no, I know what it's like to be a slave. And they're like, no, because you haven't lived as a slave. That's your, you know, Westerosi privilege. And I'm mostly getting this from, like, a Vox essay. that's where I get most of my opinions.
You're always spouting your Vox essay. on there.
Yeah, I can't really enjoy a TV show until I, you know, get the breakdown from Medium.
So next up is we get a visit from the prison guard to tell us a little bit about the outside news.
Oh, yes. Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Pyle?
It's me, Sergeant Pyle.
God, I hate you, Pyle, so much. Why aren't you in here with us?
Oh, Flip. Hey, what's up, my man?
I'm not your man. Stop trying to be cool with all of us, okay?
Yo! Scratch my dog.
All right. This is Scott Beam. We call him Pyle, and he goes with it. He thinks that it's, like, endearing, but we all hate him. But he's the only guard that'll come and do the podcast with us, so thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Pyle, short for Shit Pyle, and I appreciate that name.
You shouldn't appreciate it.
Guys, I'm so psyched. I have a perfect obsession.
No, that's not what...
To chat with you guys about...
We're not talking about your dumb obsessions, okay?
No?
This is supposed to be outside news, and last time you came in... last time you just came in with news about your neighborhood and what your neighbor was doing with that fence, and nobody cares, okay?
You don't want to know about Terry's fence?
I don't care about Terry's dumb fence. I don't know who Terry is. The fence... I'm going to die in 3 months. I don't care.
Well, it's a good-looking fence, and it's going up in between our property.
That's the end of the story. That's all anybody should talk about, Pyle. Listen, now put down your notebook. I see that you wrote down some obsessions.
I wrote down several obsessions of mine.
I don't want it. Neither of us want to hear these, Pyle.
Are you familiar with the works of Janet Ivanovich?
No, Pyle.
She's a writer, and she's written a bunch of great beach reads. These are definite guilty pleasures. I can't talk about these with anybody else but you guys.
No, Pyle, you shouldn't be talking to me about beach reads. I can't go to the beach, Pyle, you asshole.
You guys should get to the beach if you can.
We can't.
Because it's honestly my favorite place to read. Because you're getting a nice tan.
Oh, God.
You got that great background surf and seagulls cawing and wheeling. You just jam out to Janet Ivanovich. With her heroine, Stephanie Plum.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Look, Pyle.
Yeah.
Give me the keys on your key belt.
Yep, you got it. Shing.
Cool. All right. Oh, God.
Promise me you won't escape, though.
Yeah. All right, do any of these help us get out?
Whoa, yeah, sure. That's basically every key.
Do you have your house keys on here, too?
Oh, yeah, I got my house keys, my divvy pass.
What?
I got, like 4... can openers.
Yeah, there's so much on here.
Little tiny Swiss Army knife.
It's going to take me 3 months to figure out which one of these keys gets me out of here.
One of those is an actual grenade, so be careful.
What the? This is an actual grenade?
They give it to all the guards, yeah.
Oh my God. All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What is some outside news? What's going on? What's going on out there?
Fine. Okay, so... Man, I mean, you guys, it's all kind of bummer stuff out here. This is honestly where I get away from it. We got the election?
What election?
You guys haven't been hearing about the election?
No, we don't hear anything. Well, we're in death row.
Well, here's the deal. Obviously, Donald Trump is going to be the Republican candidate.
What?
Yeah. Donald Trump's going to be the Republican candidate.
The dude almost from certainly. The 80s who has the dumb hair.
Oh, yeah, I forgot how long you've been in here. You've only had access to popular culture, and you don't know that... Yeah, he's... He ran for Republican candidate for president, and he won.
Wow,
the other
okay,
dude's
so...
Dropped out.
Wait, Slice watches old episodes of The Apprentice. Is that the same Donald Trump? You know Slice, the guy who's in here for shooting all those people?
Yeah, that's the dude, yeah. Okay. He's on the... Yeah. He's the apprentice guy,
God,
and now he's
so he
could potentially be president. Also, big, big, big racist.
Oh, God, I hope I die before that happens. Now, is that all you have? Because we're going to move on. Pyle.
I really wanted to talk about Janet Ivanovich.
What?
Janet Ivanovich.
No, Pyle, get out of here. No more fence. If you come in here next week with that goddamn fence talk again, I don't know how long it's taken this dumbass to build a fence. It takes... Like about a week, right, to finish the fence?
Well,
I don't know.
You gotta dig the posts.
Yeah, that's one day.
You gotta dig the posts.
Yes, we understand. I understand how to dig a post.
Man.
No, okay, get out of here.
Dig them deep.
pile. Get out of here.
Hey, I'll see you later, pile. I'll see you guys later. Can I get just my divvy pass back?
Fine. Here.
Don't escape with those keys, man.
I'll figure it out.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the time that we have before we have to go back into our cells.
Kind of a bummer note to end on.
Anything you want to say before we head on out?
Well, I would just like to ask everyone to please write letters to my congressman appealing my...
Who is your congressman?
Conviction? Who's your Nancy Pelosi.
I think you're going to die. And I'm Flint Bentley. Please, nobody look into why I'm in here or if I'm supposed to be in here.
I don't think you were ever supposed to be here, man. What... Could I just ask, why do you... It seems like you want to be in here. You chose it, and the governor was ready to get you out, man.
All right, thank you guys so much for tuning into Guilty Pleasures. I'm Flint Bentley.
And I am Scratch Mulligan. Once again, I apologize to every member of Christopher Reeve's family.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes on trythispodcast.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to support the podcast, check out my posters over at mariomaps.com. That's mariomaps.com. Or just subscribe to this podcast. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week, and we'll have on a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever.
You're drunk.